Crown and Crew 2.2 in Room 13 are studying Native American people of North America. We have learned many interesting facts about the daily life and culture of these first people. Spend some time with us as we share our findings. It's time to investigate a day in the life of a Native American. Hi, my name is Liam, and I'm studying clothing, food, and shelter. The Cherokee made houses called wattle dub houses and wigwam houses. The houses were made from weaving river cane, wood, and vines into a frame, then coating the frame with plaster. The Cherokee wore animal skins. They also wore breechcloth, which was made from deer skin. A breechcloth is a type of underwear. The Cherokee women wore skirts. In the winter, they wore moccasins on their feet and long deerskin leggings. The boys and men wore deerskin shirts decorated with small turkey feathers. In the summer, the Cherokee wore no tops. The Cherokee ate deer, bear, elk, buffalo, squirrels, birds, frogs, and crayfish. The Cherokee Indians used clay pots as cooking utensils, water pitchers, and bowls. Gourds were carved into large dippers for serving food. Spoons and primitive forks were carved from wood. Sometimes the Cherokee used spears. They also used blowguns and darts to hunt frogs, rabbit, groundhogs, and birds. Weather, geography, and climate. The Cherokee lived near the Great Smoky Mountains and the Appalachian Mountains and the Allegheny River. The Cherokee lived in the following states: Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, and North Carolina. Since the Cherokee lived near the Great Smoky Mountains, it barely got cold, even during winter. The Cherokee lived mostly in pine forests. They also lived near the Allegheny River and smaller rivers.
Hi, my name is Claire, and I studied the Cherokee's recreation stories and culture. Recreation. A popular game for boys is called hog fighting. How you would play is two boys crouch down facing each other. The boys would put their knees under their chin and hands around their knees so they would look like a ball. Then someone put a long stick under their arms and knees. Then the two boys tried to tip each other over, and the first to get tipped lost. Chunky is another one of the boys' favorites. To play, a stone disc is rolled across a flat piece of land. The players would have spears and would chase the disc with them. When the disc stopped rolling, the player's spear that was closest to the disc wins. The basket game was a favorite game for children. Six white beans burned on one side and white on the other. The six beans were tossed in the air and caught in a basket. If all the beans landed on the white side, you get 3 points. Stories. Kids loved listening to stories. Your parents and your grandparents would tell you funny and serious stories, such as why Possum's tail is bare, or how the deer got his horns. They would also tell tales of how the world began. Lots of stories had lessons that would help you be a better person or a better warrior. Stories about little people were taken very seriously. Little people stood 3 feet tall, spoke Cherokee, and lived in the woods. Many people believed that if an object, such as a spear or knife, was found in the woods, that it was left from a little person. Cherokee people also believed if you saw a little person, you would die soon. Culture. In the Cherokee tribe, you might have several different names during your life. First, your parents name you. Then, 4 to 7 days after you're born, your family holds a ceremony. That's when you get your name. You might get named after something special about you. For example, your eyes or smile. When you're older, you might pick your new name to show something important you can do, or you could choose a name that shows you did something difficult or dangerous, or something that can describe something about yourself. As you grow older, you can change your name again. Festivals were held every year. They were held to celebrate important seasonal events. There were many different kinds of food. There was music and dancing. You would dance until you were too tired to go on.
Hi, my name is Isabel, and I researched the Cherokee animals. The animals that lived in the southeast region were rabbits, wild hogs, turkeys, eagles, opossums, raccoons, squirrels, and deer. Older boys and men hunted. They used bows and arrows and sometimes spears and blowguns. They used a spear and a blowgun to hunt smaller game. Before a boy could use a bow and arrow, he had to prove his worth with a blowgun. They also fished. They used bone hooks or box traps to catch trout, catfish, and other fish. Other ways to fish were to build a dam across the stream. Then they put horse chestnut juice into the water to put the fish to sleep. They waded into the water and picked up the fish they needed. Then they knocked down the dam and the running water woke up the remaining fish. There was lots of food and the Cherokee could eat whenever they wanted. Me came from the animals of the forest. They were deer, elk, bear, buffalo, birds, frogs, fish, mussels, and crayfish. The Cherokee used deer skin for their doors. They also used beaver, otter, or buffalo skins for blankets.
Hi, my name is Sydney, and I'm studying the Cherokee tribe, and I'm going to be talking about older tribe members. Native Americans were often grouped into tribes or nations. These groupings were generally based on peoples that shared the same culture, language, religion, customs, and politics. There are over 1,000 Native American tribes in the United States. Native people also did a dance called the powwow for fun. Sometimes tribes were also grouped by the region of the United States they lived in, like the Southeast region, or by the type of language they spoke. Girl chores. Girls also did chores around the place. If you were a girl, you would help your mother in your family's garden. Your mother would teach you which mushrooms, berries, nuts, and nuts that were safe to pick. You would take care of the tobacco grown for religious ceremonies. You would help build your summer and winter homes. You would cook, make baskets and clay pots, and care for younger children. Boy chores. A boy's day would be busy too, as he learned the skills needed to make him a strong warrior. Boys would be taught by their mother's brother to hunt and fish and to make bows and arrows, arrowheads, and blowguns. They would also help make canoes. Men chores. Men made weapons such as bows and arrows, spears and club, axes and knives. They had a job of protecting the village against wild animals and enemy raiding parties. The men also made boats from logs and canoes from birch bark and animal hides. Women chores. The women of the tribe were in charge of everything within the home, such as preparing meals, sewing, finding firewood, and bringing water. Women would plant crops and harvest what was grown. Sometimes men would help with planting crops and harvesting.
A Peek Inside a Native American Tribe is produced by Cronin and Company, with additional reporting by Room 13 students. Research and fact-checking is done by Mrs. Cronin. Our digital editor is Mrs. K.
Special thanks to our extended learning community for the opportunity to create this podcast. A Peek Inside a Native American Tribe is a Room 13 production coming to you from the beautiful hills and valleys of New England. Once again, thanks for listening, and please be sure to tune in for future episodes.